everyone, Shannon Morse from ThreatWire here, bringing you a security and privacy story straight from our ThreatWire headquarters. Millions upon millions of baby monitors, webcams, security cameras, DVRs, and smart doorbells are vulnerable to P2P flaws that would allow an attacker to eavesdrop, steal credentials, or even remotely compromise a device, according to security researcher Paul Maripas. Maripas found multiple vulnerabilities in the peer-to-peer communications protocol, which is built into many IoT devices, specifically involving iLink P2P, which is software for P2P developed by a China-based technology company. It comes automatically on these devices to allow quick and easy remote access via a mobile app. You simply scan a barcode or you put in a 6-digit ID that's plastered on the bottom of the device, usually it's a sticker, and ta-da, your mobile phone can now remotely connect to the IoT device. But with that convenience also comes security flaws. iLink P2P offers no encryption nor any authentication. It can be enumerated easy too. The UIDs for the devices all start with a unique alphabetic prefix that defines the manufacturer but is clearly published. Devices also feature this heartbeat functionality, which will ping the P2P server at timed intervals. These both allow a hacker to get a direct connection to the device and bypass any restrictions like a firewall, even going as far as stealing passwords from the device. The enumeration vulnerability is CVE-2019-11219, while the man-in-the-middle attack against the heartbeat functionality is CVE-2019-11220. Of the 2 million Maripas found to be vulnerable with a proof-of-concept script, 39% are in China, 19% in Europe, and 7% are in the US. Brands included iMegaCam, iCloud, CoolCam Op, AP Camera, and a whole lot more. Now, since many of these will be running on their factory default passwords with no security in mind, they could easily be susceptible to a hack. And once the attacker has found a foothold on these kind of devices, they can be used as a part of a much larger hack, such as what we saw with the Mirai botnet. Maripas started reaching out to vendors 4 months ago, but they did not respond. He considered that remediation is probably unlikely due to the hard-coded UIDs, which cannot be changed, the low likelihood that a user would actually update the software, and of course, there are logistical issues and concerns involving device recalls, since the technology company in question has multiple sub-vendors who then resell the devices with their own branding. And sadly, there is no good way to disable P2P on these devices either. Now, network admins could block the IoT devices from communicating with the P2P servers by blocking outbound traffic on UDP port 32100. And if you are researching security cameras or baby monitors to buy, avoid these products. Maripas lists what devices are vulnerable based on their UIDs, which is on his website over at hacked.camera, which I have linked in the show notes down below. If you enjoyed this, check out ThreatWire over at youtube.com/hack5 and patreon.com/threatwire, where you can get access to exclusives like my Discord server and a bunch of other extras. And thank you so much to Tom and the team for letting me keep you updated on security and privacy news every single week. I'll see you soon.